Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you this evening?
There was a charge on my card, and I don't remember you people.
Alrighty. Well, may I start out by getting your zip code to assist you?
98503.
I do thank you for that information. Excuse me. And may I get your first and last name, please?
Cruzanne Wallace.
Thank you. For security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
3805 College Street, Southeast, number 27, Lacey, Washington, 98503.
Thank you, sir. Give me one moment to open up this account to see who's billing you. I do apologize. My system is moving a little slow. It'll open in just a second.
Okay.
All right, sir. I do apologize. I did open up and locate this account. I do see back on December the 22nd. You paid the shipping and handling for the Ascend ACV gummies, and you also paid the $6.45 shipping and handling to receive the cleanse that went along with that. It does seem like these products happen to be in a 7-day trial period, which started from the date that you placed the order. And when you did not cancel within that time frame, I do see where they tried to bill you the full amount of each one of the products, which was $96.42 for the cleanse and $97.97 for the product itself, the ACV gummies. Have you actually had a chance to start using your products as of yet?
No.
Alrighty, sir. Well, now, I could put this account at least on a 60-day hold, and that would give you a chance to go ahead and use the products to see if you achieve the effects that you're looking for from them. They wouldn't bill you or ship you any more of the products for at least 60 days.
Yeah, I only ordered... I don't think I ordered from you. You say they're gummies?
Yes.
And they're $100 a bottle?
Yes, sir. That is the full retail price of them. $197.97 for the ACV gummies and $96.42 for the cleanse that goes along with that product.
Okay. I'll have to look. It doesn't sound like something I would have done.
Well, are you interested in canceling? Because I do see that they did try to bill you several times for the price of each one of the products, but it was a declined payment by your financial institute. But they will bill you again for the full price of those products.
Yeah, I don't think I want anything like that to happen.
Alrighty, sir. Well, what I can do, I will proceed to go ahead and get you canceled out of this. The cancellation on that will take effect immediately. Please give me 1 second.
Okay.
Alrighty. Alrighty, sir. Excuse me. I've successfully gone in and gotten you canceled out of that. The cancellation on that does take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Hang on. Go ahead.
That number would be C as in Charlie, and that is 263.
263.
624.
624.
809.
809.
That is correct. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay. If I get these things, I will return them.
Oh, well, they're yours to keep. I mean, you actually paid the shipping and handling to receive the products.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. They're yours to keep.
Oh, okay.
I thank you for calling customer support, sir. Please have a very good evening.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.